This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go. This is Daniel Eschelin. I'll be hosting, as you know, every last Friday of the month. It's a two-hour show. We have, for the first hour, we have a wonderful man, a living legend. His name is Paul Hellyer. He's one of Canada's best-known and also most controversial politicians. He was first elected back in 1949. At the time, he was the youngest cabinet minister appointed to Louis Saint-Laurent's government in 1957. He held senior posts in the government of Lester B. Pearson and Pierre Elliott Trudeau. In Canada, Paul Hellyer is best known for the unification of the Canadian Armed Forces and also for his 1968 chairmanship of the Task Force on Housing and Urban Development. But he's also a world-class economist with emphasis on macroeconomics. His last three titles are an absolute must for anyone who wants to understand how the world works. The titles are Light at the End of the Tunnel, A Survival Plan for the Human Species. The second book is The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis. And the third title is Hope Restored, My Life and Views on Canada, the United States, the World, and the Universe. In the second hour, we'll be opening up the phone lines. The number is 866-582-9933. But for the first hour, we have, again, it's my honor to have Paul Hellyer with us. Paul, so wonderful to have you on the show.
It's a great honor, and nice to be with you again.
Paul, your passionate commitment to humanity is a sight for sore eyes, especially in the age of moral and ethical rot. I want to start this interview with a simple question. What is your moral code, and how can we apply it to today's world in order to make it better?
Well, that's a tall order, but frankly, it is to try to be absolutely honest and to live by the golden rule, to treat people the way you would wish to be treated if you were in their position. And this, of course, is the thing that all major religions have in common, but none of us practice it. That is a real problem. And there are very few problems in the world today that couldn't be solved if we absolutely used the golden rule and thought of it every time we made a decision and did something or set a policy. So it's that my allegiance is to the creator of the universe. And in my latest book that you referred to, Hope Restored, the last five chapters, I discuss the origin of the cosmos and how the creator created the cosmos and the evolution ever since, which is still continuing. And then the reasons why we have to... There was a little fallout there. One of his sons, I guess, decided he knew more than the father and started causing trouble. And we have to make up our minds who we're really serving. Are we going to serve the Creator, or are we going to live a life of self-indulgence and only think of ourselves and be driven by greed and pride and power and that sort of thing? So it's... It's an evolving passion for trying to do the right thing and trying to help people that I can help. And there have been some. My wife and I, for example, took in a refugee from Iraq about 16 months ago, and he had made a documentary over there, and he was invited over to our hot docks, as we call them here in Toronto. And so while he was here, the station that he worked for and with in Iraq played his particular documentary, and it was one that was critical of the government. And his house is raided and his stuff taken away and that sort of thing. And it's very clear that if he went back, he would be killed. So we have had the pleasure of having him in our home for for, I guess, 16 months now, something like that. And 2 days ago, we got the good news that he has been accepted as a permanent resident of Canada and that he will now be able to bring his wife and 6-year-old son to Canada to live. And this is sort of a hallelujah weekend as far as we're concerned. It's something we've been waiting for all this time. And he is just one of the nicest people you would ever meet. And he's been going to school here to put in his time this last year, and he works in incredible hours. And I just know he's going to be a wonderful Canadian citizen, and his family are going to be wonderful Canadian citizens as well.
Paul, in your book, Hope Restored, you argue that the human species is at a tipping point, forced to choose between a new world order fascist government committed to rapid depopulation or a world of peace and justice. Can you expand on that, please?
Well, the new world order is new, as you know. The cabal, which you exposed in your book, The True Story of the Bilderbergers, and others have a sense of various aspects of it. The cabal has been running the United States and much of the world for the last number of decades as plans to create a new world order. And George Bush Sr. announced this publicly, and, you know, it sounded like utopia. It sounded like the world of peace and happiness and cooperation and love that we're all hoping for. But when you dig beneath the surface, you find out that that is not true. And what they have planned is not that kind of a world, but a world that is, in effect, we have a non-elected government, fascistic government, and put together for them, by them, to serve them, and certainly not to serve the people. And I think it's a very, very dangerous possibility, and that we have to try and expose the truth, what's going on and what has to be done about it. And we should do that right away if we want to avoid the possibility of them carrying out their plans.
Do you think Trump's presidency has changed some of these fascist government, the New World Order plans, exacerbated in any way? What has Trump's presidency done to the current state of affairs?
It's hard to say. I hate to comment about American politics, but a couple of things. First of all, he's playing along with the cabal in a couple of very important ways. From what I have seen, the money thing, for example, the most powerful people in the world are the people who run the money system, the banking cartel. And this is an outfit which has set up a system that is so evil, I guess, is the word for it, that it is indescribable. And they have been working their way to the point over the last few centuries where they have a monopoly in the creation of money. So they created all of the money, and they created it all as debt. And the American Congress made a terrible, terrible mistake a little over a century ago when they gave the power, which belonged to the people, to create money, when they gave that to a few of the most powerful and richest bankers in the world. Well, to show their gratitude, the bankers then started creating money out of nothing, out of air, and lending it back to the United States government, and who have to repay it with interest. I don't know what the debt is down there now, but it must be close to $20 trillion.
I think it's 22 right now.
22 right now, eh? It just keeps climbing up, and it will climb as long as the present system is in place. So one of the things that was recommended to do was to take it over, to, in fact, nationalize the Fed, and to start creating a system under which a certain proportion of the money created every year would be government-created money. And in several of my books, including the last three, I have recommended that government should create 34% of all the money created every year and create it debt-free, so it's put into circulation without debt, and that this would top the, it would put a limit on the debt worldwide and start creating enough money in order to increase bank reserves, monetary reserves, from zero, which they are at the present time, to 34%, that they would have enough money not only to balance budgets at the federal level and the state level and the municipal level and to work on all of the infrastructure that is in need of repair and so on, but they would have some left over to start paying down some of that debt. And then, of course, if you start, when you start doing that a little bit, you can lower taxes and increase the benefits to the ordinary people at the same time. So this hasn't been done, and the opposite has been done, which is to make it even more profitable for the banks by reducing their limits, reducing the requirements for the reserves and so on. And so that would seem to be going in the opposite direction to what would be required to bring the situation under control. And then the second thing, of course, is the creation of the Space Force and giving it more money, more than even what they must have spent on the last 70 years. How much they would have spent, I have no idea. But as you know, the latest figure for the missing money in the Pentagon is $21 trillion. And that's a lot of money. So you must come to the conclusion that they have a very significant Space Force already, and they want more money in order to increase it. And that would be consistent with the Cabal's plan. So one has to assume that even though some of the things might be helpful, that when it comes to the most important ones, that they haven't yet been taken on for size. And whether or not he will do this in his remaining time in office or not, only heaven, I guess heaven and Trump know.
We're about to go on a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the $21 trillion missing dollars disclosure and also where the money went and how can we get it back. We'll be back, I think, in about 4 minutes.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We are back for the second segment with Paul Hellyer. Paul, before the break, we were talking about the U.S. government's missing $21 trillion. My question is, where is the money, and what does it have to do with the Space Force you mentioned earlier, disclosure, and also the amnesty under the National Defense Act?
Well, you know, I guess everybody would like to know the answer to that question. I suspect that nearly all of it, if not all of it, went to the Pentagon, and most of that for the Space Force. Remember Donald Rumsfeld, when he was Secretary of Defense, talked about the two missing trillion?
2.3 missing trillion on the 10th of September 2001.
Yeah, 2.3 missing trillion. And the surprise was that that didn't cause more of a furor. I mean, what kind of books are kept when you can lose $2.3 trillion and nobody holds you to account? And it's so much worse now with the $21 trillion missing. And the American people and Congress in particular should ask themselves, how could this happen? How could that much money, wherever it came from, a lot of it probably came from the Fed one way or another, how could that be spent for things that they don't know about and in total violation of their statutory rights under the Constitution to be responsible for public funds, to know what it's spent for, and to keep track of it, and to approve it, of it, and so on. So the questions there are absolutely incredibly important, and no one's talking about them publicly that I know about, you know, except to get people like me who are seeking.
You and Catherine Austin Fitz, the former Undersecretary of HUD in the Bush senior administration. I wanted to ask you about the Space Force. You mentioned it a couple of times. What exactly do you mean by that?
The Space Force?
Yes.
I mean flying saucers like the ones that we have called UFOs in earlier times, and some people still do, and there are UFOs, which are really vehicles coming to this planet from other planets and areas in space. And these were never discussed. They've never even been acknowledged as being real by the United States government. And most of the people in Congress that were unaware of them. And here they were spending millions, trillions of dollars to back engineer them to try and replicate the technology with the help of several species of visitors. And everything was in the dark. Everything has been kept in the dark. And no public light has been put on how this could happen, what has happened, and who is responsible for it. And so, you know, where they are now, which I think is sort of a crisis, and I said a tipping point, I think the Congress has got to set up a committee, hopefully joint committee between the House and the Senate, to let people who want to tell the truth tell it without winding up in jail for some crime that they may have committed. And I suggested, and I think originally the idea of an amnesty came from Jim Sparks, an abductee, who got it from one of the species of the visitors. And they said, amnesty. We have to have an amnesty because the cost at the present time to anybody who has been working in any of these areas of going public is just too great. Dr. Stephen Greer has said, the penalties are just so great that people don't want to talk. But still, when they reach retirement age, a lot of them do. There are a lot of them now who would like to spill the beans, to use a phrase that's well known, and to say what they've been doing for the last 50 years. I let the people in on the secrets. But they couldn't do it now with the penalties that apply under the National Security Act. So it has to be put on hold. There has to be an amnesty for whistleblowers, and the Congress will have to get good lawyers to cross-examine the witnesses and to find out what has happened since 1947 when the two alleged crashes at Roswell occurred first on this.
We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned. Paul Hellyer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Florida on Friday, President Trump has a message for Mexico regarding illegal aliens.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
The president is also calling on Congress to act.
And we have the weakest, the most pathetic laws. Number one, Congress has to act. And number two, Mexico, they make so much money from the United States and so many other things, so many other assets.
Attorney General William Barr sent a letter to both the Senate and House Judiciary Committee updating them on his progress regarding the Mueller report and when it would be released to Congress. Barr says he is busy going through the report, redacting sensitive information that cannot be released to the public, and that he thinks it will be ready for Congress to view no later than mid-April or sooner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Second half of the first hour. My name is Daniel Eschewin, and I'm your host today. We're joined by Paul Hellyer, one of Canada's foremost statesmen and Canada's former Minister of Defense. Paul, I was looking during the break at some of the economic numbers. Global debt, about $235 trillion. Global debt levels are about 325% of the world's gross domestic product. $10 trillion of global debt, bonds, securities, derivatives, etc., are negotiated and traded at negative interest rates. U.S. debt is $22 trillion. European banks are leveraged at 28 to 1. At the United States, looking at the American numbers, J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank account for about 20% of total global derivatives exposure. China's debt is about 250% of GDP. China's borrowing hit $26 trillion at the end of last year, equivalent to 249% of economic output. Japan recorded a government debt equivalent to 250% of the country's gross domestic product. That's 2 years ago. Needless to say, we are looking at a financial collapse. Now, in your book, Global Hope, A Plan to End the Worldwide Financial Crisis, you talk about absolute necessity of monumental change in the system. So my question is, what are some of the causes of the world financial crisis? And more importantly, what can we do to get out of it?
Well, the cause, in simple language, is we the people own the patent to create our own money. Instead of being smart enough to do that, and I would never recommend 100%, but as I said, some proportion, and I'm recommending 34% starting immediately with a catch-up over 7 years of increasing the cash reserve requirements of the entire banking system from where it is now, which is approximately zero, to 34% at the rate of 5% a year for 7 years. And that would provide enough input into the system to keep it from collapsing. And it would provide enough money, as I said, to balance all of the budgets. And it would provide enough money to pay down some of the debt. I'm not sure exactly how much, and it would vary from country to country. But it would change the system and give hope to the people of the world who are at the present time slaves of debt. And they got there by allowing this handful of bankers to pull the wool over our eyes and to take advantage of politicians by persuading them one way or another to give them this power to create our money for us. Out of nothing, in effect. The first governor of the Bank of Canada, for example, said money is nothing but a book entry. If he were alive today, he'd say it's nothing but a computer entry. But it depends on whose computer it is, whether it's a private banker's or a government. And we're going to have to change the system, or it can easily collapse because the debt is outrageous. And it's held by very, very few people. About 4 years ago, 88 families owned 50% of the wealth in the whole world. A year later, it was 82%. I think 2 years ago, it was 62. 62 families that you could put on one suburban street own half the wealth in the world. I can't get my brain around that. If you started taking the big cities in Asia, Peking and Singapore and Beijing and all of the huge cities, and then coming across the pond and putting in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Vancouver and on across the country to New York and Toronto, Montreal, and throw in Mexico City, and on across the pond, do the same thing in England and France and Germany and right around the world. Every second one of those cities, the equivalent is owned 100% by 62 families. Now, doesn't that give you some pause for thought?
It does, which is exactly what I was doing right now. You talked about Europe, Germany, England, France, Italy, Italian, Venetian, Black nobility. Europe obviously is one of the global projects. We're seeing Brexit, we're seeing the Yellow Jackets revolt in France. Italy is up in arms. Germany is, needless to say, deciding between being part of Europe or joining the Belt and Road Initiative. Spain is collapsing as we speak. So is Portugal, so many other countries in Europe as well. Are we seeing a transition from social democracy to oligarchy? And also, when and why did this happen? And more importantly, where does Europe go from here?
Well, the oligarchy is the one that's running the world now. And they are the threat, in my opinion. And so we have to do these major things like changing the banking system and taking back control of it so that they don't have the ability to create $20 for every dollar they have, that they are reduced to 2-to-1, which was the case when the Bank of England was first formed 300 years ago. But it's crept up. It started out when King William needed money, and his credit was no good, that he persuaded some of the local bankers to start a bank and to lend him some money. And to show his appreciation, he then said, "Well, you can print, P-R-I-N-T, the same amount of money and loan it to your rich friends at interest." So, in effect, they were lending the same money to two people at the same time, the king and their rich friends. Well, then later in the early years of the 20th century in the United States, the banks had to, the federal banks, I must be specific about that, federal banks had to have a gold reserve of 25%. In other words, they were allowed to lend the same money four times. In Canada, when I was young, our banks had to have a cash reserve of 8%, which meant they could lend the same money 13 and a half times. Now, they lend the same money 20 times, and as you said, some of the banks in Europe are as high as these leveraged as 28. Some of the banks before, a while ago in the United States, were up around 30, but that's been reduced a little bit just for, I guess, cosmetic purposes largely. And this is insanity. Insanity in law, because, you know, I think I have one of the quotes in one of the books about if you give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. But if you give a man a bank, he can rob all the people, which is exactly what they've been doing. And it has to end. So the other thing, and it's all related because they cabal, these people have eyes on world domination, and they're bringing it about at a rapid rate. One of the things that has to be done is to accept the fact that war is obsolete. And we have to get away from spending all the money on munitions and weapons of war, because the weapons they have today are so absolutely awful that they could destroy the entire planet and wipe out the human species.
Jack Ma, the other day, the president of Alibaba, said the United States in the last 30 years has spent $40 trillion on wars.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got to stop. And you know, the other thing, and in the United States, they're having difficulty getting the truth in this area. They have to do something, we have to do something about global warming. Because if oil and coal live, people will die. Thousands of them. Maybe millions. We got a little taste of it in Africa just a few days ago with the damage from a hurricane. Well, this is just a taste of what's going to happen. And it's getting worse every year as the temperature of the oceans rise. And terrible things are in store. And there is, as you know, there is a fast way of changing from an oil economy to a clean energy economy. The technology exists. It was developed a couple of kinds by the United States military and the...
Paul, hold that thought. We'll be back after the break. We'll continue with that last segment.
All right.
Back. bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last segment, my guest today is Paul Hellyer. He's one of Canada's best-known politicians, known in Canada for the unification of the Canadian Armed Forces, former Minister of Defence. He also held senior posts in the governments of Lester B. Pearson and Pierre Elliott Trudeau. His last three titles are an absolute must for anyone who wants to understand how the world works. Light at the End of the Tunnel, Survival Plan for the Human Species, The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis. It's an excellent book, and Hope Restored, amazing book. My life and views on Canada, the U.S., the world, and the universe. Paul, I was just looking during the break at some of the latest bits of information coming across the screen. The true size of the U.S. national debt, including unfunded liabilities, is $222 trillion. And the latest article is the Rockefeller's climate change threat program is in jeopardy. They're closing shop, disbanding the 100 resilient cities climate adaptation initiative, according to Bloomberg. You were talking about the climate change before the break. Please continue.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely, totally urgent. When I wrote the first of those books, Light at the End of the Tunnel, I said we should try and convert the system in 10 years if we wanted to avoid some terrible, terrible tragedies and trouble and excessive cost. Well, it hasn't happened. And now, with the latest book, I'm saying 5 years. And not to 30, building more pipelines, drilling more oil, doing more fracking and all these things that are things we should not be doing, but acting quickly. And the technology exists. Dr. Michael Wolff, who had top ultra clearance and who worked in the underground facilities, the top secret facilities in Nevada and Arizona, said in a radio broadcast about 20 years ago that the United States, in cooperation with one of the alien species, had developed both cold fusion and zero-point energy. And zero-point energy is the one that I am recommending and that I think we should start working on immediately. And people say, well, you're talking nonsense. Well, it's not really nonsense, because in World War II, we took every automobile factory and every washing machine factory and every refrigerator factory and converted them to armaments. We have to do just the opposite today and start taking all of the armaments factories and converting them to factories to manufacture zero-point energy engines and install them in every car, every truck, every tractor, every boat, every airplane, and every home in the world as fast as we can do it. Not only will it create billions and billions of jobs, but it will give us a chance to save our planet, because A, we will stop preparing to blow each other up and to really probably wreck the planet, and will put us on a course of doing the things that have to be done to save the planet, and then to make it a place of equal opportunity and hope for people everywhere on the planet, and not just for the 0.1% who are currently in charge of the planet. So this is what I'm promoting, and it's radical, but it's common sense. And we have to make up our minds as people whether we want our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, in my case, to have a life, or whether we don't, whether we want to put them in jeopardy unnecessarily or whether we don't, and whether we're going to preserve the planet and have the kind of world that we dream of, with a little bit of goodness for everybody and cooperation between people, instead of trying to say, well, I'm going to blow up your country and do it so that you won't be able to retaliate and so on. So that's what I've been working at. And the problem, as you know, is that people don't read books. And when Alan Dulles was asked how he managed to sneak so many Nazis into the United States, he said, because Americans don't read books. Well, Canadians don't read books either. Neither yours nor mine. Well, you had one good one, the true story of the Bilderbergers, which had
a good
run, and which everybody should read as sort of an introduction to what has been really going on. But we've got to get the congressional committee set up. We've got to get them to start hearing witnesses and providing protection for people who tell the truth, and start taking some action to move away from the present course, which is deadly, and start moving in the opposite direction. And so we can restore hope to people everywhere. And the hope restored is conditional. If we do the things that I recommend at the end of the book, we will have hope restored. And if we just sit on our Chesterfields and do nothing for the next few years, then I'm going to have to change the title of the book, which I wouldn't want to do.
And you know that wars is a big business. It's a racket, and wars write off debts and responsibilities. So a lot of people in the United States and also in other countries on the level of the elite circles who are very interested in global conflict. How would you go about putting your idea into practice if you can't get Congress of the United States, which is utterly corrupt, obviously, today, as we're seeing what they're doing on a daily basis? How would you get that up and running?
Well, it's up to the people of the United States. The United States will, and forgive me for saying so, will never be great again until it starts doing these things. It has to lead the world in the right way, and not the world the direction of destruction, and or the world government unelected and without any responsibility to the people of the world, but to do the right things. And if the United States has to take the lead, because it has the power, it has the money, if we start, and especially if they start creating some public money to cap the debt and start reducing that horrendous debt that exists. So the lead should come from the United States, because the rest of us are just sort of hanging on your coat straps at the moment and hoping that, gee whiz, something has got to happen, and it's got to happen soon, and it should happen south of the border, because, frankly, the division of effort in the United States has been far too loaded in favor of defense for, well, I guess almost since the 1940s, and certainly since 2001, 9/11, and it's got to change. And finally, I guess my final word is that what we're talking about here is a spiritual revolution, really, to get people to start thinking about who created the cosmos and their allegiance, and whether they're going to be backers and promoters and members of God's creation, or whether they're going to stick with Lucifer and just go their own ways and do the
Paul, thank you
world.
So much for being with us on the show. Paul Hellyer, a senior statesman in the world today. It's wonderful to have you on the show. Great, and thank you again.
All the best. Thanks.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.